Welcome to Real Estate in the U. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Terry Kavnis from the Appraisal District with me. And folks, if you've owned real estate, you think you're going to own real estate, you're going to want to know about taxes. And this lady has information, and she's going to share it with us. Terry, thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having us, and let us get out some tax information.
And let's talk about you just for a little bit. 40 years with the Tax Appraisal District?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and I know your title, I mean, all your stuff, because I know you're an instructor even, so you know how, not only do you know it, you know how to teach it. That's how much this lady knows about the taxes.
Okay, yes, I'm a RPA, which is a registered professional appraiser. I'm an RTA, which is a registered tax assessor collector, and I'm a CTA, which is a certified tax assessor.
So, folks, I'm saying this lady knows what she's talking about. I've known her for a long, long, long time, and she's been on top of it. Very, very nice lady, and knows her stuff. And people always are asking me tax questions. What is the current tax rate? It says 2 point something, but I'm just telling you, that's very, very important to know. We yield note because when things change, what would be the best thing to start with? What phase do you want to start? Because I have a bunch of stuff, and I
let's
have some
talk
notes.
About exemptions. And
see how sweet she is? She starts with the most favorite thing everybody wants to know. Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'd like to give some information about exemptions, and it's required when you file for an exemption, you have to have a current driver's license with a current address, except active duty military. And active duty military must have their ID and proof of a utility bill. Okay, when we talk about dates, your homestead exemption must be filed by April 30th. In order to receive a homestead exemption, you must own and live in the residence as of January 1 of the taxed year. We also have a 100% veterans exemption now. They can file that at any time. We have a percentage veteran exemption. They must have their letter from the VA dated before January 1st of the taxed year, and then they must file that by April 30th.
Terry, can we go back just 1 second on the homestead?
Sure.
Or what you said, I know it's a little amount now after, because the school doesn't do that part, so it's still there.
Yes.
Okay, if you close on a house on December 30th and you move in on December 31st, you can actually file for your homestead the very next day.
Yes.
Okay.
We also give a few extra days because it has to be when the deed is recorded. So we usually give an extra week into January for the title companies and lenders to get the deeds
filed.
What
if I close like January 10th? I can't do it for a whole year.
No.
So, folks, remember that. Those few days are very important for that one exemption right there.
Right.
Does that apply to all exemptions?
Yes, all exemptions are as of the 1st of January.
Okay, thank you.
Right.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Okay, over 65 exemptions, they need to apply when they turn 65, because their taxes will be prorated as of the time they turn over 65. We also have the Social Security disability. They may sign when they become disabled, but you have to have proof of the disability. Also, there is an agriculture exemption. And that must be applied for before April 30th of the taxed year.
Can we back up again one more? On the over 65, after you turn 65 and you, that freezes your taxes at that rate. Is that the freeze one, or am I thinking
Well, it freezes the value, not the taxes.
Okay.
Because the tax rate can go up and it will change. It freezes your value unless you add on, something like that. Then that is added.
See, I've been missaying it, folks, and thank you, Terry. What it does is, like, if your house is valued at $100,000, well, and thank goodness our market has been going up and up and up. So 10 years now, your house may be worth $150,000, but you'll only be taxed on the $100,000 value.
Right.
Because the percentages of what can be taxable changes throughout the years.
Right.
Okay. Good point of clarification. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. When we talk about the exemptions, I also want to touch on the collection part of it. If you have an over 65, a disability, or a veteran exemption, you can make quarterly payments. The first quarterly payment has to be made before February 1st. And the second quarterly payment has to be made before April the 1st. Then the third quarterly payment must be made before June the 1st. And the fourth and final payment has to be made before August the 1st.
But that's only if you have an exemption.
Yes, that's only if you have an over 65, the disabled, or a veteran's exemption.
Okay.
Now, do we want to go in to some other areas?
We want to hit them all. This is a very, very important real estate topic, and we appreciate your knowledge sharing it with us.
Okay, I would like to talk about the appraisals and when the renditions are due.
Very important.
The real estate renditions must be filed by April 30th. And the value notices will be mailed approximately May the 15th. The Texas Property Tax Code sets out the rules and our guidelines. We must reappraise all property every 3 years. And more often if the values tend to go up a certain percentage or down a certain percentage.
And let's, can we talk about that just for a second too?
Sure.
You're going to get into how you can dispute the mm-hmm. stuff like that. But let me tell you one little story. This is a true story, Terry. Okay. I had a lady come in my office, and she said, well, I had my house appraised. I said, well, yes, ma'am. She goes, well, here's my appraisal. I said, yes, well, that's great. You know, your house has gone up. That's good. And she goes, well, I, here's my taxes. And I go, well, yes, ma'am. And she goes, well, I don't want to pay this much taxes. I go, well, and actually what y'all had it on the tax rolls for was less than her appraisal. I said, no, ma'am, you understand, if you take this appraisal, you're arguing for them to increase your taxes, not to decrease them. Mm-hmm. So you need to watch what you, and what's going to happen if, with good is good, you know, with everything good comes some negative too, but as our values keep going up, so will our taxes.
True.
So I think I'm going to let you go ahead. I know that's what you're going to hit on, but that's the way it is.
Right. After you receive your value notice, if you feel that your value is too high or too low, if you want to contest that.
Have you ever had anybody do that, really?
Huh?
Ever say, my taxes are too low?
We have had a few.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Good, honest people.
Then you can meet with one of the staff appraisers to discuss your value, and they will explain to you how they arrived at that value. And if there's any corrections that need to be made, they can make them at that time. After the meeting, if you feel you still think your value is too high, then you can file a protest and go before the appraisal review board. The appraisal review board must certify the appraisal records by July the 20th, and then the chief appraiser has to certify the appraisal roll to the tax entities by July the 25th.
So there's specific dates.
There's dates for everything.
And you need to follow these. And you can always pick up the phone at 658-5575
mm-hmm.
and call the tax appraisal district. See, folks, it's real close to my number, but it's 658-7949. But if you'll call them, they'll be very, very helpful. And they will tell you those dates.
Right.
But make sure you know those dates and don't come in after and say, you missed it because you missed it.
Mm-hmm. I'd also like to touch on the personal property side of it.
Absolutely.
Personal property rendition. It must be filed before April the 15th. Don't get that date confused. Many, many people do. And if you don't file your rendition by April the 15th, there is an automatic 10% penalty for not filing.
Didn't know that either.
Okay.
So every year you have to check if you get your personal property.
Every year you have to file the rendition.
I didn't know that either, folks. I bet a lot of people didn't know that. Thinking, well, it hadn't really changed since last year, but even if you don't believe it has changed, you still have to file it.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
Just mail it in. You don't have to take it.
You can just mail it in,
folks. Yes. Very important information.
Right. After all of this is completed, then the tax rates are set. And we need to really key in that the appraisal district does not set the tax rates. That is set by your taxing entities on their budgets.
Which is the city, the county, the school district.
Oh, we have actually 14 jurisdictions.
Wow.
We have the city of San Angelo, Tom Green County, 7 school districts, 3 water districts, 1 emergency service district, and 1 municipal utility district.
Folks, I bet a lot of y'all did not know that. I sure didn't.
Yeah, that's it.
So everybody wants a little piece of it.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, after the tax rates are set by the entities, which is, again, September 30th, then the tax roll and the tax bill are computed and printed and mailed, which it says October the 1st, or as soon thereafter as practical.
But not after January 30th.
Oh, no. It's within just a few days way. Yeah.
Okay, we say that one more time now. Say that one more time. By October 1st.
First, you've got to print the tax roll and the bills, mail them.
Okay.
Right.
So that means we have the bills, and then we can... But we have, okay, go ahead. I got you now.
Yeah, that's the end of the tax year. Then you have from October 1st till the end of January to pay without any penalty and interest.
And I promise you, because I did, in fact, Terry, thank you so much for helping me, by the way. don't do like I did and wait till January the 29th and go down there and do it, because I will promise you there's a lot of people in line.
Right.
How many people do y'all think y'all had those last 2 days?
Oh, this year was
hundreds,
extremely,
and
yes. Long. We had seven cashiers running, and we still had long lines. Yes.
And I will tell you this, 1 year we mailed one in, and for whatever reason, mail this fault, that fault, didn't get there for like 3 or 4 days. Like, tax office doesn't care. You got to get your taxes when they're supposed to be in. So mailing in early.
Might also add that now you can play by credit card. You can either do it online or come to the appraisal district. We do not take them over the phone.
I did see another, and a lot of us, you know, as an association, we start taking our board dues by credit card. A lot of people do it.
Yes.
You know, and I know a lot of people, one, I'd actually say this, I learned from a friend of mine, Lance Lacey. I put almost everything, and we pay it off. We do a 30-day deal. But I put it on my American Airlines credit card. I haven't bought an airline ticket in a long time. So it's a good advantage right there the tax office is helping with.
Right. That will do it.
But make sure you get your taxes paid. And okay, I know the tax, there's a penalty after January 1, which it's a little bitty one. But if you wait till June, or is it July, right in there, there's a huge penalty.
Well, the penalty and interest starts February 1st, and that's 7%.
Which, that's a big amount.
And then it goes up 2% thereafter until it becomes fully delinquent in July. Then it takes a big jump. Plus, also July 1st, there's a 20% attorney's fee added.
Do not want to do that, folks.
No.
You know, and I've seen people, especially at estates and stuff, they go, well, we're done. And they've had 2 or 3 years back taxes. And it's a lot of money. So don't let that happen.
Right.
Whatever you got to do, especially if they have credit cards, get your taxes paid before January 30th.
Definitely.
I know you still got a lot more information for us.
No, that pretty well covers the tax year.
You did the whole deal? So here's what we've got. We've got our exemptions.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We've got the tax dates.
Mm-hmm.
And most importantly, the tax deadlines.
Right.
Okay. Folks, again, if you have any questions, you can call Harry or just anybody there, I guess, can't you?
Yes, anybody would be able to help. And we might also add, too, that if you do let your taxes go delinquent, then the tax attorneys will file suit. And at that time, there's even more costs, not just the 20% attorney fees, but you have abstract fees, court costs, and everything.
So don't let that happen, because, you know, those two things they say you got to die and you got to pay taxes. So, and those are going to happen, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
But we do have a friendly staff, and they're located. I always say if you're going to go out there, go ahead and plan on eating lunch at Dunbar. It's right down from Dunbar, so you can have a good lunch and then you'll pay your taxes. Folks, we're going to let Terry get out of here, and we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.